From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, March 12th. Supervisors in Butte County are reaching out to state and federal leaders about their concerns regarding wildfire recovery and tariffs. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
The Butte County Board of Supervisors yesterday voted to send a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom highlighting issues surrounding ongoing challenges of wildfire recovery in the area. The county has experienced multiple major disasters. They asked for millions in financial support from the state and federal government for help with damaged roads, storm control systems, and other water infrastructure. Also at the meeting, the board chair, Todd Kimmelshue, brought forth the idea of sending a separate letter detailing worries surrounding tariffs to President Donald Trump and some federal representatives.
Just expressing our concern as to how these tariffs will affect our local agricultural products and possibly other products that are produced here in Butte County, and how that would affect our local economy.
Staff agreed to put that letter on the agenda for a future meeting. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, many water managers around Northern California are calling for unity in the face of climate change. They came together last week for the Northern California Water Association's annual meeting. NSPR's Ava Norgrove reports.
During the meeting last Friday, many policymakers, farmers, and other community leaders who rely on California's water urged people to think differently about who is entitled to water and why. Speakers emphasized thinking about what a community's water needs are over an individual's. Fritz Durst is a trustee for a water district on the western edge of the Sacramento River and has a farm in the Sacramento Valley.
The idea is that we communicate and we learn about one another's differences, what we can agree upon. We work towards fixing the problem instead of fighting about the problem.
Many speakers emphasized that the environmental and agricultural sectors need to work together to balance their water interests. In Chico, I'm Ava Norgrove.
And Friday is the deadline for approval of an act that would provide federal money to many North State counties. Congressman Doug LaMalfa announced in February he resubmitted the Secure Rural Schools Reauthorization Act, which provides federal money to rural counties with large tracts of tax-exempt federal land. The funds are used for schools, road maintenance, and other services. Nearly all North State counties receive the funds. The act has had bipartisan support for more than 100 years, but was pulled by Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson in December. If not approved by Friday, the money will not be included in the next federal budget. Also, the historic Bidwell Mansion was burned to the ground in December. Now the question is, what's next? NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at the options.
All that remains of John and Annie Bidwell's once magnificent mansion is a charred hulk surrounded by temporary fencing. That fencing will soon be replaced with a permanent wrought iron enclosure, which may be the only work on the mansion that people see for a long time. The mansion is part of the California State Park System, and park officials will ultimately decide its fate. According to reporting by the Sacramento Bee, officials are now waiting for the site to be assessed for hazardous materials. Then they can clear it and inventory what remains. That process could take a year. Determining the mansion's fate can begin after that, which is expected to take several more years. Park officials are currently considering three options: restore what's left of the remaining structure, rebuild it entirely, or memorialize it. It's too early to determine how much it would cost to replace the mansion, but it would be expensive. So would replacing its contents, the period furniture, artifacts, and decor. And some things are irreplaceable, like John Bidwell's portrait and Annie's piano. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, CAL FIRE is asking for feedback on newly updated maps that show potential fire severity in counties across the North State. The maps designate fire risk as moderate, high, or very high. An area's fire risk cannot be lowered from CAL FIRE's initial designation, but it can be increased through feedback. Butte County says public input is essential, as these maps are used for land planning, enforcing building codes, and developing wildfire mitigation strategies. Residents have until mid-May to submit feedback to the state fire marshal. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, March 12th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.